You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Sparta Prague are 13-5. The draw is 9-4. Southampton are 11-10. A win here takes Southampton top of the group, which you'd think that they'd be one step closer to the next round. In fact, almost there. Do they go away to Sparta Prague and get a result to secure that, or do they struggle here, Dave?
I think it's a tough game to call because Southampton were dominant in the reverse fixture, winning that game 3-0 without really coming out of second gear. And I'm not sure about the price here on Southampton. I think the price of 11-10 might be a little bit skinny. I think what Southampton will do, what they have tended to do under Claude Puel, is keep things very tight. And that 0-0 draw was at the weekend against Liverpool was not predictable, because I went for Liverpool to win and both teams to score. But the way they stifled a team like Liverpool shows you what Southampton can do when they're defensively minded. But I'm not sure about backing them at such a short price at 11-10 away from home. Sparta Prague's recent record in the league has been pretty solid. They beat Pribram 4-0, followed that up with a 0-0 draw away at Slovan Liberec, and then beat Karvina by 3-0. They're only fifth in the Czech league at the moment. They've picked up 26 points from their 14 games. I think Southampton just too short. I like unders on the goals. I think this will be pretty cagey. I think it'll be pretty dour, actually. So under 2.5 goals is 8-13. That's the kind of price you'd expect. I'd play under 1.5 goals here at 2-1. I think that's probably the way in.
Yeah. If you look at the home form for Sparta Prague, I was looking just recently in 5 straight wins at home. I was thinking maybe the Czech League's not all that strong, so I'll check the Europa League form. Only 2 teams have beaten them. I've gone to Sparta Prague and won since 2013. Since 2009, in fact. That's right. A long old time. And those 2 teams were Chelsea and Villarreal. So it's not easy to go there, and I agree that Southampton are too short at 11-10.
Yeah, I think they're definitely too short. I think if you're looking at goal scorers here, Charlie Austin's got to be a man. He's 13-8 to score any time. Charlie Austin, he scored twice in the reverse fixture, and Shane Long's not been that prolific for them this season. He's been a little bit of a disappointment. Shane Long's the sort of footballer where if he could have someone else finishing for him, he'd be good, because he gets into wonderful positions, works hard for the team, he's quick, and he's got a great touch. He's just not clinical enough in front of goal. So Charlie Austin, 13-8 to score any time, is reasonable, but Southampton too short in the outright. So I'll play under 1.5 goals at 2-1.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey-o, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with 4 or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops.